3. Jupiter has the ability to protect our little planet. Recently, an astronomer in Oregon observed a bright flash on Jupiter. The flash is believed to have been caused by the impact of an asteroid. Scientists suspect that the asteroid was traveling towards Earth when it hit Jupiter. What's more, this may not be the first time this has happened. Of all the planets in our solar system, Jupiter has the strongest gravitational pull. This pull grabs passing asteroids and draws them towards the planet's surface and away from Earth. Scientists are now studying Jupiter for signs of other impacts. The chances of an asteroid actually hitting Earth are very low, but astronomers continue to keep a close eye on the skies. Seven. In the past, global corporations sold the same products worldwide. Now, however, instead of saying, "Here is our product," they're asking, "What kind of product would you like?" In other words, adapting products to specific cultures is necessary in today's world. For example, when comics featuring Spider-Man were released in India, the main character's name was changed from Peter Parker to Pavitra Prabhakar. Although this may seem strange, it helped Indian consumers identify with the character. An American company that makes refrigerators is another good example. It wanted to sell refrigerators in Japan, but the noisy American models did not fit well in small Japanese homes. Making quieter, more energy-efficient models, however, allowed the company to successfully enter the Japanese market.
2. A sociologist categorized play into 4 types. The first type, agon, focuses on competition and includes games such as soccer and chess. The next is named aleia. This type of play, which includes card games and the lottery, depends on randomness to decide a winner. The third type, mimicry, covers play that involves pretending, such as dressing up for Halloween. The last type is named ilinx. This is play that uses rapid movement to create a pleasurable state of disorder. Examples include riding a roller coaster or simply spinning in circles. The sociologist pointed out, however, that a single type of play could be placed in different types by different people. With baseball, for example, one person might play it for the competition, while another might enjoy betting on the outcome. 4. A zebra's stripes are used as camouflage to help it avoid predators. The wavy lines of these stripes blend in with those of the tall grass that grows in the areas where the zebra lives. Although its stripes are black and white, and the grass is yellow and green, the zebra can hide effectively. Because lions, which are the zebra's primary predator, are colorblind, they are unable to detect a zebra standing still in a patch of tall grass. Zebra stripes are even more effective if zebras are gathered together in a herd. When individuals stand near one another, the patterns of their stripes blend together. This confuses lions, which see one large object instead of a group of individual animals. This makes it harder for them to catch their prey.
7. Although we are all aware of the damaging effects of climate change on the environment, new research shows that our personal health may also be at risk. According to a study, a type of bacterium called Vibrio is rapidly increasing in numbers because it prefers warm water. Vibrio is usually found in salty water near the coast. It infects people who eat raw seafood or swim with open cuts on their skin. Approximately 80,000 people in the U.S. get sick from Vibrio each year. This results in about 100 deaths annually. The number of people suffering from a Vibrio-related illness has been higher in recent years in both the U.S. and Northern Europe. It is believed that rising temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean, which are caused by climate change, are to blame.
Eight. As restaurants are proud of the Michelin stars that they've received, you might think that the Michelins themselves were food critics. In fact, brothers André and Édouard Michelin, the men who created the Michelin Guide, owned a company that made tires. The original Michelin Guide promoted restaurants in the hope that it would encourage people to buy cars, and therefore tires, in order to visit them. It was given away for free, and also included lists of mechanics and gas stations. As the guide's popularity grew, the brothers hired a team to anonymously visit restaurants as inspectors. Today, a 3-star Michelin review remains one of the highest honors a restaurant can receive.
1. Any type of rejection hurts, often more than we expected it to. A scientific experiment suggests that our brains are made to feel this way. Test participants were asked to recall a recent rejection while lying in an MRI scanner. Surprisingly, activity was detected in the same part of the brain where physical pain is experienced. Evolutionary psychologists believe that this dates back to a time when humans lived in small, nomadic tribes. If they were kicked out of their group, these early humans faced an increased chance of death. Therefore, the brain developed feelings of rejection, which served as a kind of warning sign. When early humans felt the pain of rejection, they knew they had to change their behavior. This increased their chances of remaining with the tribe and surviving.
2. One common formation of migrating birds is the V-shape, which is most commonly used by geese. This pattern increases flight efficiency, allowing birds to expend less energy. This is essential for birds that fly long distances. One reason this formation helps them conserve energy is that each bird flies at a slightly different altitude. This difference allows each to benefit from the upwash of air from the wings of the bird in front of it. This reduces the amount of resistance that the bird experiences. Every bird that is behind another experiences this reduction, but the lead bird does not. Therefore, when it gets tired, it moves to the back, with another bird taking its place.
5. The rivalry between two Spanish soccer teams, FC Barcelona and Real Madrid, is enjoyed by fans around the world. But their rivalry dates back further than you might think. It goes back to 1469, when many lands were united by Castilla to form the Spanish Empire. However, the fiercely independent people of Catalonia disliked the empire and longed for independence. These feelings led to a soccer match between FC Barcelona from Catalonia and FC Madrid from Castilla. Later, Real, a title that means royal, was given to FC Madrid, which made the Catalonians very angry. Today, the competition between FC Barcelona and Real Madrid continues, and each game is an overheated battle filled with emotion. It is about more than who wins or loses. It is a matter of regional pride. 7. Researchers from a biotechnology company claim they can make bread last for up to 2 months. They can do this because they have found a way to stop mold from growing. The technology they used was originally designed to kill bacteria in hospitals, but it can also sterilize food. The researchers use high-powered microwaves on the food. If they microwave bread for just 10 seconds, it will be safe to eat for 60 days. They say this new technology can prevent people from wasting food. Also, If bread manufacturers had this technology, they could use fewer chemicals in their products. Moreover, the company plans to use it to help people in need. Wherever disaster is hit, it can be used to supply victims with safe, long-lasting food. One. Have you ever slipped and fallen in school? It may have been very embarrassing. But even though you probably think people are still laughing about it, chances are that nobody else even remembers. This can be explained by the spotlight effect. It is our tendency to see things only from our own perspective and to overestimate how closely others are paying attention to us. To demonstrate it, researchers had students wear a t-shirt with an embarrassing image on it. They then asked students to estimate how many classmates would remember the shirt later. The average number they guessed was approximately twice as large as the actual number of students who remembered it. The researchers believe this might be caused by extreme self-awareness and the inability to view ourselves from the perspective of others. 5. If you were trying to lose weight, what would you do? Two common methods are exercising regularly and avoiding sweets. Unfortunately, exercising can increase the likelihood that you'll want dessert. In a study, volunteers held a joystick while looking at images of everyday items and desserts. The researchers monitored the hand movements of the volunteers as pulling the joystick toward their bodies indicated positive feelings. Afterwards, half the volunteers exercised, while the other half did memory puzzles. Then both groups repeated the joystick activity. The results showed that the volunteers who exercised were more attracted to the pictures of desserts than the others. This may occur because the body seeks to replace lost energy through the consumption of calories.